This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 249. Can Mario bring sexy back? Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are getting ready for E3.
Well, by the time that you listen to this, we'll already be at E3.
But we'll still be getting ready because technically the show doesn't start until tomorrow, as far as when you're listening to this episode.
Right, but we will be there the day before.
My statement is still not incorrect. Okay.
Did I say that it was?
Oh, you did. You implied
it.
You said, no, well, by the time that they hear this, we'll be at E3.
Yeah. But
I said we were getting ready. We're still going to be getting ready by the time they hear this episode.
Well, yeah, but we'll be more ready than we're ready now.
But that's not what you said.
No, but that's what's going to be happening.
Well, you should say that.
Well, I said it now, so it's been corrected.
So we're just going to let this go now.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on from this. We're going to grow. We're going to learn. We're going to do. We're going to be. Not necessarily.
Sub-stomach.
Not necessarily in that order. So, E3 2011. Boy, it took us a little bit to get in, but we did. Yay. So we're going, and we wanted to spend some time basically hashing through all the stuff that we're really excited to see and do and B and E3. And also, by the time this episode is ended, we want to make sure that you know where to find all of our coverage, how you can interact with us while we're at the show, and more importantly, let us know what you want to see, hear, and learn about as things are happening, because we will check them out and then recap them in an episode next week and probably the week after that, because I have a feeling that there's going to be some things that go down at E3, which we'll get into here in a second, but make sure that you hit us up. Let us know. You can tweet at us. You can hit us up on the Facebook group. The Facebook page is probably the better way to do it, because all things working and being and doing what they will, that this is me crossing my fingers in the air, we'll actually have some live video from the show for you stream, and we actually have that on our Facebook page. So www.facebook.com/landofash. Make sure that you tune in there, because if we can get it to work, that's where you'll actually see the video. So you could very well possibly see the Ninja Sister and the Pandalicious doing their thing.
Wow.
Representing the Land of Esh on our Facebook page.
Oh.
Because I'll have the look-see.
Do you already have it?
I'll have it.
How will you have it?
I'll have it. You just have to trust and believe. You know I have skills. I can't tell you all the ninja ways, but trust me, I'll have it.
Okay.
And so, I have it. It's going to be awesome, because then we'll have video.
And if you don't have it, you're a liar.
If I don't have it, I'm not a liar. I'm just not as skilled as I thought I was. But I'm pretty skilled.
Got it.
So, E3. Stuff that we're looking forward to. Stuff that we want to know about. Stuff that we're just, like, really, really hoping happens. That's what we're going to talk about now. First up on deck. Obviously, everyone's been talking about it. Nintendo pretty much has said, yes, it's happening. The new Wii, which I don't know if I necessarily agree with calling it a Wii. I think that if you're going to do a new system, that you name it something new. But if it's just going to be an upgrade of the Wii, then I guess it makes sense to call it the Wii 2. But
yeah,
like, I'm not excited about the name.
But, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, Xbox, they added 3 numbers to it.
Yeah, but, you know, the Xbox to the Xbox 360, because it was so different as far as the capacity, the hardware as far as what it could push out, the different connections, you know, even adding the HD piece for a while. I felt like it was a different system than the Xbox.
Then who's to say that this new Wii will not do what the Xbox 360 did for the Xbox?
I mean, that's the thing. We don't know yet. You know, Nintendo hasn't really said or let anything out of the bag yet about what the system's going to be, so we don't know if it's going to be completely new hardware or not, or if it's just going to be the addition of features that should have really been in the first Wii to begin with. You know, like the ability to play DVDs.
Correct.
The ability to actually push out a higher resolution than also what it pushes out.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just those things with a little bit better internet connection, because, you know, there's some Wi-Fi specs that it doesn't work with. Like, the WPA2 stuff doesn't always work. At least I find it doesn't always work for secure networks to tap into. Like, if it's just some minimal hardware updates, then to me it makes sense for it just to be called the Wii 2. But if it is really, you know, a hardware revamp that pushes the boundaries of the system, you know, if they scrap it and it now does the same type of resolutions that you can get out of an Xbox 360. So if the sucker will push 1080p, and if it will play DVDs, but it also, or Blu-ray even, you know, to kind of come up to spec with Sony, if they drop the game, the backwards compatibility for the GameCube, and add in some other feature. Like, if they really gut the sucker and make a new piece of hardware, I think it should have a new name.
Well, I guess we'll find out in a couple of days.
Because, like, the Wii 2 just doesn't make me, like, all drippy in the pants.
The Wii didn't make me very drippy in the pants.
You know, but, like, the Xbox 360, it sounds sexy. Okay, PlayStation 3...
I don't think Nintendo's going for sexy.
They should, though, because sexy sells. Okay,
you know, yeah, you but look Nintendo is basing themselves on a demographic of parents and children. Parents are not particularly sexy, especially around their children, hopefully. And
yeah, don't be sexy around your kids.
You'll screw them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but I think that Nintendo realizes that they can't just be about the kids. I mean, they're for the children's. Okay, we all know Nintendo was for the children's. But who they're not for is you and I. Okay, they're not for the casual and hardcore gamer. And I think if you're going to do a revision to your hardware, you had better be considering me and my spending dollars in that revision.
Why? If they can just keep producing shovelware that parents will buy just to shut their children up. Like, yeah. I mean, they've got a big demographic that...
But they're third in sales.
Yeah.
They're behind Sony. They're behind Microsoft.
And with the recent dips...
Okay, the 3DS didn't do what they wanted it to. Sony is now revamping their portable player. Microsoft is kind of nipping at their heels a little bit and adding the ability to play some games on their phone. Obviously, you have the iOS and the Android devices that can play games and are now getting really good, decent games on them, really eating at their lunch. They have to rethink their strategy. They can't just rely on being for the children's, because children's grow up.
Yep.
And children's, when they grow up, want to play games that are more grown up. So you can't just rely on feeding that one beast. You can't just rely on, you know, being a slave to that one master. They have to get the casual gamer back on board, and they need to reach at least, I think, to some level, out to the hardcore gamer. Otherwise, they're going to continue to be in that third spot. Because, don't get me wrong, shuffleware is easy for parents to pick up, but I will almost guarantee you that gamers who pick up Call of Duty spend more than parents that pick up the occasional shuffleware title. Okay? If you have the same amount of people popping out the $60 for Call of Duty versus the same amount of people popping out $4 for a downloadable game for their kids, like the Picto thing, I guarantee you that someone at Nintendo is going to go, well, we want that money because this money doesn't equal that money. Why aren't we getting that money? That money being the casual, you know, the Call of Duty guys. Okay, and so I think that they realize that, because if that wasn't the case, then there's no reason to redesign the Wii. There's no reason to update it, because it plays the current shuffleware as well as the current disc games that are coming out for the Wii. Yeah. And it does them just well. So if that's the case and they're happy with that market, there's no reason to change the hardware at this point in the game.
Obviously, they feel like a change is needed, but I don't think that they're going to... This new innovation or this rehaul is really going to... I don't think it's really going to strongly, you know, focus itself on us, the casual and hardcore gamer. Like, I still think that they're still going to swing this with an appeal towards that maybe parent/young child game type.
Like, I don't think they're going to abandon it, but I think for them to be smart with a new piece of hardware, it had better have some things that appeal to the casual and hardcore market. Otherwise, they're going to be really, really sad with sales. I mean, they just released the freaking black and the freaking red Wiis. Okay, and people just picked those up. You know, you talk about people getting pissed about new phones coming out like 2 weeks after they bought one or things like that. If this is just a slight update, they're going to be putting more hardware on shelves that's not selling.
Right.
That's bad business. And I can't imagine that Nintendo would do that. So personally, what I would like to see in a new Wii is definitely the ability to push 1080p. The ability to run at a similar frame rate to, at minimum, the Xbox 360. Because I think that there's an opportunity to do shooting games, especially FPSs, on the Wii with a motion tracker.
I honestly think you definitely can. I mean, Resident Evil 4 did amazing on the Wii, and you had to shoot in that game. Now, granted, that wasn't necessarily a first-person shooter, but it gave you an idea of what shooting would be like with that type of, you know, controller. So I actually think it's very feasible in a realistic sense.
And so I would like to see that from Nintendo. That's what I would like the presentation for them to deliver, come out and say, yep, you know what? Here's what we think we did really well with the Wii, and here's how we're going to take it to the next level to bring in this gamer and this gamer, because the Wii is inclusive. You know, we like to play. And then literally, it's the ability to play shit like Call of Duty and, you know, Battlefield and shit using the motion sensing stuff. That's what I want. I would be excited about that.
Would you even take out your Wii? Well, you wouldn't even have to, because it'd be a brand new console. Would you invest in that Wii if that's what they were presenting to you?
I probably would. I would say right now, I mean, I don't have the kind of time that I really want to right now to play games. The last thing that I played was Mortal Kombat on my Xbox. I haven't played Portal 2 yet. It's killing me. I need to get that, and I need to play it. I did play a little bit of Black Ops, but if Nintendo came out with that console with an app, you know, a killer app, yeah, I would pick it up. I would sell my Wii. I mean, it's already boxed up already.
Right.
With all the grips and the four controllers with it, I would absolutely trade that in for the new one. You know, especially if, you know, it too, like my PS3 and my Xbox, natively let me do things like Netflix or Hulu Plus or...
But we already know that the first we did Netflix, though.
Yeah, first it was disc only. You had to put a disc in before you could actually stream. Yeah,
that was the same as the Sony version, too.
Which,
it wasn't until later that they remapped that to require the
which,
disc.
Which, you know, bit, you know, ass. I think what would be an opportunity for Nintendo would be, since they already have Netflix, to add a different streaming service than, you know, Hulu Plus, because, you know, that's just kind of like a Me Too type thing, since, you know, both Hulu Plus and Netflix are available on the PS3 and on the Xbox 360.
Like Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be the killer thing, I think. Well, not killer thing, but I would definitely pick
that'd
one up.
That'd be the killer app for a particular niche of people who have their Nintendos.
But I think it's a fit for Nintendo. Like, I don't think it would necessarily be a fit for Xbox 360
no,
to add Crunchyroll.
So
I would expect it, actually, with the PS3. Because they're an overseas company.
Oh,
and
okay.
So that,
I'm like, but
yeah, so it makes more sense to me that they would bring an anime streaming service piece, or, you know, partner with somebody like Funimation, who's already doing a web stream of their content. It would make more sense logically, if like Sony came out and said, yeah, we now have Funimation streaming on our thing. But I think that, you know, that would be something if Nintendo came out, again, the hardware is updated, and they said, you know, in addition to the Netflix streaming, we now have Crunchyroll available, or, you know, again, streaming from a specific licensee of anime. I would be really excited about that. I would definitely look at the system as a possible buy, especially with a trade-in. But because I'm not excited about anything Nintendo is doing in the portable world right now. You know, even when they announced the 3DS last year and I was at the presser, I was not excited about it. As you know, I Hamsterman basically stayed there to get the hands-on time. Right. And I headed over to the Sony thing because, you know, as I've stated, I can't even count anymore how many times I've stated this now. But I am not interested in 3D.
We already know that.
Okay. And so I wasn't interested in the 3DS. The fact that it had as many issues as it had, you know, with kids, with vision, and, you know, really, personally, I think, a lackluster reception. You know, I'm not excited about it. I have a DSi, and I do play it from time to time. The last thing that I played on it was probably Rhythm Heaven. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was Spirit Tracks, the Zelda game.
Right.
Was the last thing I played on my DS. And I very rarely take it when I travel anymore.
Well, that's because you play your games on your iPad.
Yeah, I do. It's a lot more enjoyable for me to have a device that I can play games on, play some decent games on, but can also listen to music on or play a full-length freaking film on. So I'm not carrying six different devices, you know? So I'm not excited about what they're doing with mobile. But to be fair, I'm not excited about what Sony's doing with mobile either, at least right now. This could all change next week. You know, Nintendo may come out and say, you know what, here's my balls. Actually, I'd like you to suck them and wow us with, you know, things that we're not even thinking about that they could possibly do. They have come out and said that the console will have nothing to do with 3D because they don't think anybody wants it. And it's an exclusive technology, which it is. So I'm curious.
Well, because it's not like fucking Oprah gave everybody 3D.
I know. If Oprah brought everybody a 3D TV, you know, then I...
And you
I
would... get 3D. And you get 3D.
Because I'm not on TV anymore, so you won't see me in 3D. Ha ha. So, I am interested in the game lineup from Nintendo. Because it's been a while since we've had a Mario game. You know, they hinted at a Yoshi game.
I honestly think a Yoshi game would probably be, I think we're in the niche for Yoshi now. I think we've had enough Mario stuff that we need a Yoshi story too.
I think that really a lot of the gaming community would jump on that with glee and joy.
I would ride that blue Yoshi. I would ride that green Yoshi till it was blue. Yep. Yes, I would.
Okay. People, please remember that was Pandalicious that said that.
What? I liked the blue Yoshi. It could fly.
I know. I just like Yoshis. I would definitely be interested in a Yoshi game. Obviously, I want to get a hold of a Zelda game.
Because I need a second Twilight Princess.
Look, it's what they do well. I'm
Nintendo's so really good about making a game, making the same game over and over again, and making it interesting enough for their niche to rebuy it. Well,
Miyamoto is very good at crafting a story that's enjoyable with a character that, you know, we know and we love. You know, he never takes a character, I think, to a place that we don't expect the character to go. You know, they've never tried to make Mario hard.
It's me, fucking Mario.
It's fucking Mario. Oh, my God.
And that's what he does when he's not acting.
Oh, really?
It's like,
oh, my God, fucking Peach. You're in a castle again with this Goomba? But I definitely am ready for a Yoshi game. I'm ready for a Zelda game. I'm with you. I would love to see a continuation of Twilight Princess.
You know, now that you bring up that whole Mario Peach thing, you know what's really funny? Mario's always having to go save that bitch. Luigi had to save Daisy once.
I know. Daisy is like, I will never leave again.
And they're off in her castle, humping and having Daisy Babies, and she's nowhere near trouble. Babies. Peach, you know, she just, oh, let me step outside. Ooh, and there she goes again.
Again, it's literally like, oh, it's a Koopa. I'm going to follow it. He won't be mean to me this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, I'm stolen.
Yeah, exactly, again.
And your princess is in another castle.
Not mine. And sorry. That's why the second brother just does what he... I bet he said he was like, Daisy, don't you fucking do that again. And she didn't.
I'll never do that again, Luigi. I've learned my lesson.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep. Peach, however, she just goes hiking all the time.
Yeah.
And then
she's like, I want to go to that magical well. And Bowser's always hanging by the well. It's like, sup, Peach? It's like, oh, shit.
Why you always got to be my well? All right. Well, you know, here's the thing, Peach. You always show up. So, you know what
happens. I know if I sit here long enough, eventually you're going to come here. And I
got to shake you. I got you, bitch.
I'm going to grape you in the mouth.
Like, look, I got you. So, you know what happens, right?
Yeah.
So, exactly. We don't even have to play. Don't scream. Don't kick.
Come on.
Just get in the frickin'.
Let me get the magic flutes out. Let me get the magic wands out. My, like, 12
Go cousins. Ahead. Tell your little toadstool friends that you've been kidnapped. Mario, come save me. Blah, blah, blah. Come on. We've done this. You know what this is.
So we got a Keurig this time, though, so you can have some coffee.
Totally did. And I brought in some of the Kona blend. I know you like it, so.
So there you go.
Don't say I'm not accommodating.
Don't say I didn't do anything nice.
But seriously, tell the toadstools, because we got to go. Seriously, we got to go.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, say with Link. You know if Link could speak, he'd be like, fucking Zelda.
Well, I mean, with Link, it's a little bit different, because you got several different Links. They're not always the same Link. Link. And, you know. But still, it's always Zelda.
It's like, Zelda.
Really?
Like, wait, which part of the Triforce does she have? Was it Wisdom?
I believe it's
because he's courage.
Yeah, I believe right. She has wisdom.
So you think the dumb bitch with the smart Triforce would know better?
Nah, but she don't.
It's like, hey, you've got the smart piece.
Why don't you actually use it?
Like, nah, maybe. You know, yeah, exactly.
No.
And courage. Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, be courageous and save your ass. And then freaking Ganon. I'm just going to be badass and strong.
I hate Ganon.
I'm going to whoop your ass. And that's what he does. He whoop ass.
Every time. Oh, my God. Oh! But anyway.
But dumb bitch, does she use the wisdom?
No.
So I think they need to get a new fucking prince. See, Minda? Yeah. Needs to take the Triforce of Wisdom. Because that bitch was smart. Let me hide my form in this little mini form. Let me ride the fucking Link. Pretty much the whole game. Let me make him feel like crap and then show him all the goodies at the very end. Very smart, Midna. Very smart. She should have the Triforce of Wisdom. And I liked her anyway. I liked her character design. I did. Regardless, though.
So, Nintendo, we're interested in seeing what they come up with. It'll be fun sitting through the presser, and then obviously, you know, if it turns out to be better than what we're thinking and what we've come up with, we will definitely cover the hell out of it, for sure. But next up, you got, you know, another big guy, Microsoft, and I just don't know what they're going to do. Obviously, it's going to be Gears. There's going to be some shit about Gears.
Well, no, duh.
I mean, that's just like a big boom to the head.
I honestly think Cliffy B is going to come out and have a big, like, a black hoodie on, and he's going to disrobe it and say, Gears. And people are just going to go crazy for it.
Well,
they won't even need to see anything. But like, Gears, and then his back is coming. And walk off stage. That's how badass that will probably be.
I mean, and, you know, and people would give a standing ovation. And I think that's deserved. You know, Gears was the game that got me back into playing the action shooter.
Right.
Because I had really abandoned it for the longest time because I wasn't very good at them, and so I didn't enjoy them, and so I just stayed away from them.
Right.
You know, I never finished Halo. I've never finished the fight.
I don't know a single person who has ever completed
I know several Halo. People who have completed it like 3 or 4 times over.
Wow.
You know, prestige like crazy playing the multiplayer. You know.
I mean, the legend, right. Going into legendary mode and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I'm not that person. I don't have it like that. I don't have skills like that. I freely admit it and own it. But Gears got me back into playing it. I got caught up in the story. I got invested in the characters. I hope to God that Carmine gets saved. That's the shirt I bought.
Yep.
I mean, we had the whole long debate about that.
I honestly think, and I know a lot of people still to this day,
if it's really truly the last game, you got to save the Carmine. You can't kill all the Carmines off.
No, because then if they ever try to do a future, like, oh yeah, there was this trio of bro. It's like, no. One's got to live to tell a story about how the other two got bumped.
You got to save Carmine.
Because then he's got to make more Carmine.
Yes.
He has to make E, F, and G.
Some of those you can kill, but you got to save Carmine.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the mom of all the Carmines can't lose all of the sons.
I'm sure she's dead already.
I know, but still, that's just, it's too cold.
But regardless.
It's too cold.
I mean, Microsoft's been really kind of hushy about what it is they're really going to showcase. So, I mean, do I think Gears is going to be in the lineup? Yes. But, I mean, that's kind of a gimmick.
There's got to be more things for the Kinect. I'm hoping that there are some things.
Let's hope that there's some really good things for the Kinect. Because, I think the Kinect is still very viable. And out of all the visual motion devices, I think the Kinect has done what they were hoping at all the previous iDevices were going to do. Like the iToy for the, I'm sure they
the
thought
video
that,
tracking yeah. things. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think that if they're smart, they're going to push the boundaries a little bit of what it can do. You know, some of the things that they talked about doing was the style thing and where you could put on different clothes. And
I would not want to stand naked in front of my Kinect.
I don't think you'd have to stand naked in front of it. I think you just have to stand in, like, your underwear.
I don't want to do that.
But I, what
even
I...
Even in the privacy of my own home, because my Kinect is looking at me. It is an AI that's is looking over my body with a fine-tooth comb and say, no, those jeans don't fit. Fuck you, Kinect. I don't need you to tell me that. Like, no, I don't think so. Underwear or no underwear.
But what I was trying to... I'm just imagining Kinect now looking you up in the
I mean, that's what I hated about the Wii Mat when you stepped on. I was like, oh! I was like, fuck, I feel so...
I know. I hated that.
Need my Kinect, like, eyeing me.
Like, I specifically made a me on my Wii forfeit that wasn't my actual, like, go-to me, because I knew that this is gonna go plump.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that to my me. So I made, like, I made a doppelganger and put it on, and sure enough, it went bleep, obese. I was like, no shit. But I was looking at the poor me, and it was like, whoo. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, see, no. And that's all I need is for the Kinect to be like, because you know when it starts up, it scans
yes.
for you. I hate when it does. I'm like, what? What are you looking for? Look, I'm right here. Stop. Do what?
What you should worry about is if it looks you up and down and then goes, and shakes.
Oh my
right.
God! I don't think it can move.
I don't know.
Actually, I think it can, because if you're sitting off to the side, it can.
Yeah. So if it went, like, I would throw it out the window. But,
like, fuck you, Kinect.
But I think that the next step for Microsoft, and I think they'll probably touch on it, is, you know, adding Kinect features to more titles. And so I think that you'll see a run of developers come out and saying, we're making this Kinect-enabled, and we're making this Kinect-enabled.
Well, I mean, I know there was a rumor flying around that the next Fable game is going to be...
Yeah, that rumor's been flying a bunch.
Or and I think it was also Mass Effect 3 would also...
Possibility.
There's rumor of there being Kinect compatible.
And we already know that there's another Dance Central game and there's another Fable game coming because the domain names have already been purchased by the development houses. And I think we all pretty much knew that another Fable game was coming because Fable 3 did so frickin' well. And let's face it, was pretty frickin' enjoyable.
I have to say the only gripe I had about Fable 3 was the fact that you couldn't customize your prince or princess a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I am an African-American woman. I would have liked to have been a black princess.
Right.
Because then when you go off to other people's kingdoms and you're marrying them, a lot of them, you know, because not too many people got too crazy with the, you know, configuration of what they looked like. So, you know, when you're actually the king or queen and you're wearing your royal gown, you kind of look the same.
Yeah, no, I took my queen to some weird places.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'd jump into other people's games and, like, my princess would look a lot like their princess.
Mm.
So then, like, I'm like, so we're the same. Like, we look too much the same for me to feel like they were a different person.
Right.
So then when I got married, I'm like, am I marrying another different kind of me?
Right.
So, I mean, I got a little weird about that, but then obviously if I went to a game that had, like, a prince in it, I was like, all right, now this is a little easier for me to digest. But, I mean, I would have liked to have seen that part of customization come in, but who's to say that won't happen in the future Fable game to come?
Absolutely.
But everything else was amazing.
Because obviously in Fable 3, you did assume the throne.
Yeah.
No matter what choices you made, you did assume the throne.
Yep. Either you were a good queen or bad queen.
Or a good prince or a bad prince. But you did assume it, and you do save the world.
Either at the cost of everyone or no one. Right. Or some.
Yes. All, none, or some. So, you know, the next piece of it is, you know, will it be your children coming up and growing through the kingdom? Or will it be... Because the spire is still out there. Yeah. Teresa's still at the fucking spire.
That's what I think.
And she's hinting at shit again.
Yeah. Well, the fact that I think you can see it, and if you start swimming out towards it.
Yeah.
She's like, "You stop. You, this is mine. You can't come here." And she'll teleport you back to the... Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you're doing something.
Yep.
I need to know what it is.
I really thought that it was going to be DLC, that they were going to let you go out to the spire.
No, because you don't know what's going on.
I know what I want to know.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen in 3, is that whoever it is...
Four.
So, yeah, 4. You know, you're probably going to be several generations down from your line, where, you know, she'll prophesize that it's time for whoever's around to know what's going on, and you'll be brought into that, and you'll have to decide...
Because I want
to
know!
...to either side with
her.
Is
she a good bitch or a bad bitch? No.
Come on, I think it's gonna be like sure I think it's gonna be like the Demon Soul thing, where, you know, that chick in black who you always see at one point, you're like, you can choose to let her live and have her destroy the demon, or you could kill her for her power or whatever. So I think they're gonna give you that kind of scenario with Teresa.
You already had that scenario.
I know.
In the first Fable game.
Yeah, but that's before she became all badass and did whatever she's doing in the spire. Like,
no, she was badass then. She just wasn't at the spire.
Yeah, but God knows what she's doing in the spire. That's,
I wanna know.
I think there's dragons.
There might be dragons.
There might be dragons.
Made a joke. But I hope that it's not just a slew of Kinect enabled games. Like, I don't want that to be the main
fashion
focus.
Savvy for the Kinect. Fuck you, fashion savvy.
You know, like, I'm not
I'm fashion savvy without you.
I think that the exercise things that have come up, I think that they're a great use for the motion stuff.
Yeah.
I think that
but that shouldn't be the only thing though.
Right. You know, I'm excited for Dance Central 2. You know how much I love Dance Central 1. I just imagine more music in it. And probably some more complex moves, maybe some better tracking.
Wait, ready?
Maybe some better tracking for short people.
Yeah.
Because that's the main reason why I had to stop
short
playing.
Short people with big breastises.
We didn't have to go, like, that specific, but I had to stop because I couldn't play anything above the medium difficulty because it couldn't track me because I'm short.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially in No Sweat the Tech. It's like, your hands can't do that. You have big breastises.
I know. I'm like, but I put them there, you know, outside of my boobs. I'm not putting them someplace else. It's just my boobs. Connect. Aww.
That's okay.
So, you know,
I mean, some of the moves later on in Hard and shit, fucking crazy, man. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Do I like the fact that they're teaching people how to dance, or at least, you know, teach them routines?
Getting them active and teaching them routines and counts. I really...
I think that's great, but I don't think that it should become too complex.
Right.
Because then they'll lose the niche that they just built.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, adding some more moves, like things that you're seeing in the music videos for the songs.
Do you want to see 8-year-olds...
doing the single ladies dance? Yes. Yes, I do. Have you not seen those kids on the YouTubes? They're hilarious.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if the world's ready for that.
I don't know if the world's ready for it, but they should prepare. The rapture is coming. It was rescheduled.
Whoa, I know. Until October.
Yeah.
So, right before Halloween, so I hope nobody had any plans.
Yep.
And the ones
who... No candy.
And the ones
you
who
get
do...
raptured.
We gonna party.
Yeah.
We gonna party for Halloween because...
It's just gonna be us.
Yeah.
It's cool. So, like I said, I'm excited to see Dance Central 2. I can't wait for it to come out, to be honest. But again, I love Harmonix. I make no bones about it. I'm biased. I think they're fantastic. They're really a very creative bunch, which, you know, I love people that think a little bit outside of the box and are really passionate about what they do. And
I like to color the box different colors and put treasures in it.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Arr.
Okay. But Gears 3, obviously, everyone's excited for. I don't know, really, what else Microsoft's gonna, you know, have on deck. So I'm kind of excited to see what they say. I mean, and if you've got a front row-ish seat,
so I don't even know. Like,
you'll be at the presser. I'll be watching it on the internet.
I will be at the presser bright and early.
Don't complain.
On Monday, after a night of party, I will be there. I'm actually going to dress up like my avatar right now. So if you know what she looks like right now, I'm totally rocking a pink dress, a top hat, and nerd glasses. So maybe you might see me in a random picture. I'm probably going to tweet pictures of myself. I mean, I don't know where exactly I'm sitting. Apparently, there are media briefing badges that are multicolored, so not sure what that means.
I keep telling you, that doesn't mean anything.
It might not, but it might.
Yeah, I doubt it.
So we'll see. Yeah. If that's the case, then, I mean,
you're
I might
getting
be...
getting in.
I'm getting in regardless. Okay. They better have fucking bagels.
They'll probably have coffee.
And bagels.
I don't know if they'll have bagels.
They should have fuck... Well, what... Well, what do LAians eat for breakfast?
I don't know.
Booze.
I was going to say.
Mimosas.
Mimosas. So, obviously the last one that leaves us with is Sony.
I really don't even want to talk about Sony because, like you predicted several episodes ago, that they would fix PSN right before... their pressure.
I called it.
She called it. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was a few episodes ago, and she nailed it on the head.
Yep.
But at the same time, welcome back, everybody, and we feel really bad about all this shit. So we're gonna let you download some free games, and everyone jumped on it like a whore giving out blowjobs.
Wow, that's a hell of an analogy to make.
But no, it's really that bad because literally all last night and a couple of nights when they finally rolled it out, everyone's like, I've been having a hard time downloading my thing. It's like, bitch, everybody's trying to get their free shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, sometimes you just need to be a little patient and wait. They ain't going anywhere. Everybody's getting them.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone.
But, I mean, you know, in talking about E3, okay, what are we going to talk about? Because you know they've got to address the network going down.
Yep.
And they really shouldn't spend a whole lot of time on that.
And I hope they make it funny.
I hope they involve Kevin Butler because they really need to.
So like, I hit the wrong button. Yeah, my bad.
Exactly. Like something like that. You know what? Here's the thing. I tripped over a cord. I should have told somebody.
Like, this is exactly how it happened. I woke up. I would like it. He's got to play it all out. Like they'll be like a recorded skit.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, Kevin, whatever you do, don't press that button. And he'll just stare like that whole Ren and Stimpy skit.
Yes.
And he'll be like, ee! And then hackers will get in, and they'll look like Pac-Man.
Yes.
And they'll eat the mainframe and stuff. That I'm such a nerd.
But do that. Get it done and over with. Let everybody have the laugh, and then move on. Because, you know, they do have some things to talk about. Obviously, the NGP, which I don't know why they're calling it NGP when it's really just the PSP. Everyone's going to call it a PSP if they don't call it a PSP.
It's a PS. I'm not fucking buying it.
Well, you know, it depends on what it is.
Nope. Okay? I'm already sold on the
PSP and the NGP are going to eat into the sales of the Xperia phone, which is basically the PlayStation phone. So they can't be coming out with a phone because they already have a phone. So I'm just like, okay, so what are you going to do? What is the NGP going to be that the PSP Go was not?
A vibrator.
But dudes don't want vibrators.
Yes, they do.
No.
For their girlfriends.
I guarantee you. No, they don't because then they're not needed.
So that while they're playing, they can still have some fun with their girlfriend.
No, because most guys...
Because then she'll be like, he'll be playing a Sonic game on their PSP, and she'll be like, you forgot that Chaos Emerald! Go get that Chaos Emerald! I'm dead serious. That'd be really funny.
Wow. Okay, let's bring it back.
Anyway. No, but I'm really not... No matter how glitzy and shiny and pretty this is going to be, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, in terms of visual... Sony's been always really good about their consoles and their construction, so I'm not worried about that. But I'm not sold on them as a portable device. I'm not. There is nothing in the world they could possibly present to me that would
God of War Mobile.
Nope. Because they had the Ghost of Sparta for the...
Yeah, but it still wasn't God of War. Like, God of War 3, the way it looks on the PS3, portable.
No, see? I honestly think there are certain games that are not meant to travel. And I don't think God of War is a game that's meant to travel. I think that's a game that you put on your giant-ass TV Yeah, pipe it through your awesome headset and you zone out for a week. I think it's a personal experience. I don't think it's something you say, hey, watch me beat this Minotaur and rip its head off. No, it's
that's although I would say that. Like, dude, watch me rip this Minotaur's head off.
Yeah, but I mean, you could have a game night and bring your buddies over and be like, dude, watch it on my big ass fucking TV that I spent so much fucking money on.
Yeah, I don't say shit like that.
On my plushy couch.
Why?
For those who have plushy couches.
Why? You're looking around my apartment and you're saying these things, and I can't help but think that you're saying them about my things.
I'm just saying. If this was my apartment, I would have had probably like, sit on my plushy couch, watch me with my big TV. Up, you can't hear it. Look, I'll put it on the volume of my TV, but I can also hear it in my headset. Look, here, put my headset on. How awesome. I would milk this shit. I'm not even kidding around. But that said, going back to it, I don't think they will never sell me on a portable device. I would be more apt to play games on the iPad that I have that I've barely touched. Opposed to the PSP.
I know. I'm thinking now I should have given that to Eshmom.
She wouldn't have touched it either.
She would have been playing the shit out of Sudoku on that.
No, she wouldn't. And you want to know why? Because Eshmom likes her weird crossword diagonal with her orange crayon. I think she just likes the orange crayon. But she'd rather sit at the table and do that than no.
But she already asked me if there were crossword games on my iPad when I handed it to her.
Yeah, I know.
She's like, let me see
that. But let me tell you, because I'll charge it and I'll leave it and I'll even put one on there. And by the time I come back, I bet you it will be underneath a pile of papers and she will have forgotten about it. I mean, it's not password protected. Okay. But I mean,
all right. Well, you know what? We'll do a little test. We'll do a little test.
We're gonna do a pad. Panda experiment.
We're gonna do an Eshmom focus group.
And wait.
Of one.
I was about to say, because we need a control group and, you know, a non control group, and she's only one person.
Well, Auntie Esh.
No, let's leave Auntie Esh out of it.
All right,
she needs to leave me alone in the world with friends.
Stop it. I hate
getting calls at 11 o'clock at night. It's your turn. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep.
We'll just play one word.
No, because then it comes back. It's like a boom. She's the boomerang that you wish never came back. But with words with friends, but everything else is great.
For Sony, you know, I'm not exactly sure what it is that they're going to talk about. I'm curious, you know, because if you think about it, we really haven't heard much out of their camp other than the NGP and then all of the issues that they have with PSN being down.
The Last Guardian.
It's gotta be. If
oh my god, I would cream.
I will my riot. Panties. I will riot. I will be a riot of one.
I will flip a car. I will flip a table.
Well, we're in LA,
and I will smack someone with a saltwater fish.
there has to be some kind of tidbit about Last Guardian. There has to be. Because it really,
I'm a little worried that Square Enix to be like, hey, look at our Final Fantasy MMO. I'm worried they're gonna be like, yep, that's the really big thing. You'd be like, yep, and you can't sell me on that either. It's like 14 is gonna be what 11 should have been, and yes, you're not showing me.
And I am
staying away from MMOs because they suck out my life force.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. I actually watch your life bars drain and go, oh my
It's not
God.
Even a life bar. You just see this essence. It's like the Dementor kiss thing. And it's like, oh, it's all creepy and shit.
They scare me.
They scare the fuck out of me.
I don't like
that. Like, I have no fuck left because they scared it the whole way.
Well, if any being could do it, it would be a Dementor.
Hell yeah.
But, so, I don't know what they're going to talk about. And to me, like, the Sony one presser is the one presser that I'm like, I really don't know, you know, other than the NGP, what are we...
Well, we know there's going to be musical guests.
Yes.
I think it's Romeo.
It's Sony artists, so I'm like, it's probably Natasha Bedingfield again.
No.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I mean,
she has a nice pipe. She has...
I had a phase.
And Natasha's got a great voice. Yeah.
But so does it's Sony. We need something fresh and poppin'. Who else does Sony have besides Natasha?
I don't know.
Do they have Daniel too, her brother?
I think they did. I don't think he has a deal anymore, though.
No, because...
He had some life troubles.
Well, he only had that one hit.
He had some life troubles. You know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is Usher on Sony Music Group?
I don't know.
Because I can't keep track anymore. I know he was on Uptown. I can't remember
if he was on Uptown. He was on Boattown. He tried to get over at Epic, but they're like, you're too old. Michael won't like you. And I'm just kidding. He's dead.
Wow. Beanie.
What?
It's the truth.
So I don't know if he is or not, but he's keep promising, you know, special performances. So
maybe it's Kanye West not being a dick.
That would be a special performance.
That would be a lifetime
event. Look, I'm all about Kanye being a dick. I think Kanye is much better
creatively. I think it's his gimmick to be a dick.
It is. You know, it's one of those things that you have to think that you're the biggest, baddest thing in the room, because if you don't, nobody else will.
I'm the biggest, baddest dick in this room. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it.
I can't.
You couldn't even say it with a straight face.
I can't. I'm the biggest dork in this motherfucking room.
You are.
I am. That's right, because I believe it.
I believe that. I buy you as the biggest dork in this room.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So I think the whole thing for me will be an interesting experience, because I don't have any preconceived notions.
They're going in blank slate, but I think they want everybody.
Obviously they've got to talk about Infamous 2.
Yep.
All right? They got to talk about Darkness 2.
Yep.
Although that's going to be on everybody's platform, so I don't know, you know, that Microsoft won't talk about it, you know?
I think they're going to tease us a little bit about Uncharted 3, also.
They have to.
I mean, that's their big hitter. Here's Microsoft's as Uncharted 3 is to
Absolutely, because there are people that are frothing at the mouth right now for Uncharted 3.
No, now that I thought about it, I just thought about a moist chocolate cake.
Moist.
I was like, chocolate cake. I hate that word. Uncharted 3.
So let's talk a couple of developers here that I'm interested in. Obviously, I want to spend time with Harmonix. I love running through their booth. They're doing some awesome things. Hopefully, they'll have, you know, Dance Central 2 booths so that people can jump in and play it, just like you could play Dance Central last year.
They can't do that because no one would know any of the dances.
No, that's what they did last year. Nobody knew the dances because the game had just come out. But you basically went through the tutorials, and they had lead dancers there. And then after you went through the little tutorial and they made everybody play on easy, you did a dance.
Oh, okay.
And then if you did a dance, you got a t-shirt.
I want a t-shirt.
So hopefully that they'll have Dance Central 2, you know, playable. That'll be fun, you know, to get a feeling for it, see what kind of music's in it. I think that, you know, we've had some really interesting music that would make, I think, perfect songs for Dance Central 2.
I think S&M by Rihanna should be on
there. Yeah. Hell yeah. You know. I'm curious, obviously, Gears, I'm going to make a beeline for Microsoft, because I've got to play that. They've promised that it's playable on the floor, so I will be there. I might need to be torn away from it, so I can actually do my other interviews.
No one's going to be around you that long, so you're going to have to, you know, muster up some.
I don't want to be an adult, I just want to play Gears. But, you know, obviously there's some other things that I'm really excited to see as well. Sega's going to be there. Activision's there. I want to know what they're up and running to. I'm going to spend some time with Ubisoft, which is really exciting because, you know, I am an Assassin's addict.
I want to definitely jump into or look to try to talk to people from Deep Silver.
Oh, yeah, that zombie game?
Yeah, Dead Island.
Dead Island? Oh, that looks so scary. I can't play that. But I want to watch you play it.
I want to play that. I also want to jump over to, I think it's Telltale.
Yo, Telltale Games?
Yep, because they're doing the
Back to the Future game?
No.
Jurassic Park game?
I want to see what's going on with that. Because I heard it's going to have kind of like the Heavy Rain decision-making type deal.
Ooh,
like it's going to have that kind of niche to it. And I want to see for someone who played the game and got her only platinum trophy from it, I think I would know if it's gonna have that feel.
I can play Heavy Rain again.
No, that's okay, you don't have to, because I did.
Okay,
but I definitely want to see, because everyone's saying that it might have that feel, and it looks like it could easily present that, and I want to see, because I mean, to implement that type of structure with an already well-known universe,
that would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, because I think it's supposed to answer that question about what happened to that shaving the can that had all the embryo things in it, the dino things that got
I didn't pay that much attention to Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Because when we were watching it, it was right after we had wired the upstairs. Like, we did The Fugitive one night and then Jurassic Park the next night.
Okay.
And when the dinosaur came out and he ate the dude.
On the toilet?
Yeah. That's pretty much when I stopped being
That's how you get caught movie. With your pants down. You know,
that's why I was like, I'm never shitting again.
No, just don't shit in a porta potty in the fucking jungle. That is what that movie. Do not shit in a porta potty. If you see a porta potty in the jungle, you're like, okay. So a T-Rex planted this here because it knows eventually a human has to shit. He's hiding in the bushes, probably over there. I mean, I see his tail. Let me not shit in this porta potty. Like that. And then the fucking velociraptors with the...
I hate velociraptors.
With the little flappy things. Those guys taught, don't anger them. They will spit at you.
Yeah, I don't get
that. If you don't make things angry, they will not fan their face and spit at you.
All right, I'm not... okay.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to... And obviously, Atlas. I want...
Catherine, I think, is going to be...
I want to sit on Atlas's...
Stop it.
Chair.
Thank you. I think Catherine is going to be very interesting. Yes. I'm really looking forward, actually, to playing Catherine.
Although it doesn't really seem like
you play Catherine as much as you participate in it.
Yeah, I think you participated.
And I'm looking forward to that
as
well.
I'm looking forward to the puzzles because I heard they're going to be really unique and they're going to be really challenging. Coming from Atlas, that's not surprising.
Really, 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 super really, super really, Assassin's Revelation. I might cream myself.
I think you already did.
I didn't, but I might.
I think you already did. You want the towel?
It's so good that this podcast is, like, explicitly tagged. Because, seriously, I love the fact that, you know, Ubisoft has said, hey, guess what? We know you have a lot of questions. We know we really made you have even more questions after Brotherhood. We're going to answer some of them now.
I know, I was seeing...
On the way to 2012, we're going to answer some of them.
I know, I think I saw on the Xbox that they're already showing costumes for Revelations, and there's, like, a Chicky costume, and I'm like, who's Chick? Who that? I wonder who that is.
Who the bitch is?
It's like, you're gonna let me dress up as her before I know who the fuck she is? Yep. Like, who the fuck are you? Oh, wait, you're Ubisoft.
Yeah, you're Ubisoft.
You can do that.
Yep, you can. You can get away with it. So I'm excited to spend time with them and see Revelations. You know, the fact that you... Well, they've said, understand the tie from Altair to Ezio to Desmond is cool.
Yep. But then you know that they're going to save the whole big ending. Who's she? What's...
Right. Because Desmond in Revelations is basically in a coma. So he's stuck in the Animus.
Right.
So he's in this, like, fragmented world. And his piece of Revelations, you're trying to put his mind back together.
It's like, somebody broke my mind and I have to fix it.
So you're stuck in kind of that place where you saw Subject 16.
Right.
That's basically where you are. And
Crazy town. You
put your memories back together, they start creating the world.
Right.
And so I don't know if it's like you play it linearly as in... You start as Ezio, you're in Greece.
No way. They're going to fragment that shit so that you have to think about each particular part to reform it.
No, don't make me think really hard. I don't want
to
do
it. Did you not remember watching me try to crack those fucking truth puzzles? They were not easy.
Bitch, I helped with some of them.
Yeah. So you already know that they like to punish. They like to hide it.
There was one logic wheel where I was like, really? Yeah. Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
It's like numbers with numbers?
I hated the number with symbol ones that had like the Greek symbols that were missing lines because there were like four symbols that were missing on the wheel. I can usually handle them when they're only like three, but when they're four, I'm like, oh, motherfuck.
It's like, oh, you bastard.
So I'm not even going to lie. That one I had to look up on the internet.
I spent an hour
on that logic wheel.
I want to know who put those together. Like, I know it might have been a team of dudes. I want to know who they are.
Do you want to slap them?
And I want to kick them all in the nutsack. Except for the last guy. He gets a little pat because the last one wasn't that bad.
Yeah, the last one wasn't that bad.
No.
But there are a couple of them where you're like, I don't know.
And the guy who thought that chess was a good idea... In the truth puzzles.
Oh, that was
fucking crazy. Because there's only maybe 10% of the fucking U.S. nation who plays chess.
I know. I kept guessing going, okay, is it this piece? Okay. But I know that, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, okay, I know most chess pieces move diagonally.
No.
But I was like, but there's some
horses. The horses move like an L. Like an L. They can go two up and one over. Like an L.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Horses. Knights.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. See? That's why I got that shit wrong.
Yep. And pawns can move up, but they can only capture diagonal. The queen can move however the fuck she wants. And the king is fucking slow, can only move one space at a time.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
I know.
Those are all the ones that I know.
I play checkers like a motherfucker.
Black moves first because he didn't pay his rent.
Oh, shit! I knew you were going to do that. So, other guys I'm interested in seeing what's going on with them. Konami, actually. I'm kind of interested to see if they, you know, keep running with, you know, stuff like Def Jam Rap Star and or not, because there really hasn't been any talk about that. I know it did pretty well, but there really hasn't been any talk about that. Obviously, you know, are they bringing back some of the retro games? Because they've had some success on Portable with it, so...
I think Harmonix should bring back... Bing.
Bring. Bing. Bing.
Bing. Bing. Bring back Amplitude.
Dude, I would love another Amplitude game!
Yeah.
My gum got stuck in my mouth. Eat a dick. I would love another Amplitude game.
I would love one. Can I have one, K things?
You know, or at least release, you know, an updated version, like double version of Frequency and Amplitude.
Yes, I was totally just thinking Frequency.
Are we on the same frequency?
I think we're on the same amplitude.
Well, get off my wavelength. It's mine. You can't have it.
Battling. I loved Amplitude. You gave me yours.
I love it so much. I know, and you couldn't find it, and I said, as long as you take care of it.
Yeah, and it's still in its case.
I know.
Preserved.
Yep, that's the way it should be. But I would love to have, like, an updated version of Frequency and Amplitude with some new music, but upgraded graphics. I would stand in line for that shit.
That reinvention of the wheel would be fun.
Yes, I would be on that. Just like, you know, the Space Channel 5 revamp that they did, where they did 5 and 5.2. Yeah, I bought that shit.
They should redo Space Channel 5.
I would love another Space Channel 5 game.
Yeah, me too.
I think that, you know, it's that kind of game. And here's the thing, I think that kind of game could do very well on a new Wii platform.
You just blew my mind.
I do that every once in a while.
Like a Michael Bay explosion totally just happened in my mind.
Sometimes, you know, I like to bring the thunder. But I'm also interested in seeing, like I said, Konami. They're on my list. I definitely want to spend some time with Bethesda. I mean, who doesn't want to spend time with Bethesda, right?
I'm going to spend some time with that bull.
But I do want to spend some time with Bethesda. I really want to see how Rage is shaping up. It looks really
Rage.
I want to, you know, try and get...
I want to taste the rainbow.
I want BioWare to have my children. But I don't think he can have an entire development company.
I want them to tease me about Dragon Age next.
Mass Effect 3?
I want them to tease me about that, and I want them to tease me about Dragon Age also. I want to be teased and titillated by...
Did you say titillated?
Yep, by BioWare.
I'm already titillated by BioWare.
I want them to titillate me more.
Okay. You want them to stimulate you more. I get it.
More stimulation.
More!
I want it in my face, in my ear, and in my hands, and in my mind.
Nasty girl.
What?
What? You're the one who's nasty.
What? I want to see it in my face.
You didn't say see it in my face.
I want to hear it in my ears.
You didn't say that.
I want to touch it with my hands.
You didn't say that.
And I want all that to formulate and percolate in my mind.
Well, that's not what you said. You said I want it in my face.
That's right. I want it in my face, in my ears,
in my hands.
And in my mind. Yes, that's exactly what I want.
But you... All right, you know what? I'm not going to explain why.
People... have been listening to us for over 5 years. I think they get me.
They probably do. Still working on it.
And you're what my fucking you? Sister.
Well, you know, hey, I try. Sometimes I can't follow your logic train, but I get on for the ride.
I don't have a train. It's one of those teeter-totter things on the track. So sometimes it's just me pumping along, and sometimes I've got help. I don't know who that is. I mean, sometimes I'm just chugging along, and sometimes I'm just fucking tired, and I stay stuck. There's no train. There's no perpetual motion at any given time.
Okay.
Of that.
What about you? Who are you looking forward to, visiting with?
I've already told you.
Telltale?
Yep, and Deep Silver, really.
And Atlas?
And Atlas. Atlas is...
What about Sega? What about Activision?
Nope.
What about Nexon?
Nope.
What about,
What about us?
No, not about us. What about Square Enix?
I'm going to see them and have a talk with them Deus about X? That.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. But I'm going to be sitting down with them, I think, and talking about Hitman with them.
I'm hoping that Warner Games is like, oh, by the way, here's the Arkham game. Check it.
You know, they're saying that all the stuff going down in Arkham is too much for the bat to handle, so Cat's coming in.
Oh, I hope that's true.
Yep, I've been hearing rumors. I heard a rumor. There should be pussies.
What?
Yeah. Do you not know where that melody came from?
No.
Oh my god, you need to watch Buffy the fucking musical episode.
No, I don't watch Buffy.
That is a good episode, regardless of if you're a Buffy fan or not.
No, like, I don't get down with the Buffy.
I've got a theory.
Because, you know, I don't have a lot against Sarah Michelle Gellar, other than she was on that stupid teenage soap before she was on the Buffy series. It was like something crossing.
Downtown Crossing?
No. Swan's Crossing.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, there was like
in was the mid-90s. Like was it your Degrassi?
It basically was.
Was it the thing that made Degrassi
possible.
It was your Degrassi / Dawson's Creek?
Because it was the first. It was before all of them.
Whoa.
Okay, and it came on in the afternoon, and Sarah Michelle Gellar was on it, and she was like the bitchy character. And I was just like, this is so stupid.
I am a bitch.
I was like, this is really so stupid. Like, I think Swan's Crossing even predated, like, 90210. But,
I didn't realize that several years later I'd move to Sunnydale and have to fight the Hellmouth.
Yeah, and so, like, I loved the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. So when they came out with this series and nobody from the movie was involved, I was like, fuck you.
It's not bad. It's actually really... And you have...
I know it's not bad, but it's not for me.
Okay.
Although I did watch Angel.
How? Wait a minute. Horrible tangent here.
I watched some Buffy.
So you...
Like,
so
when
you
Spike came in and she was fucking Spike, I watched that.
You do realize that's potentially towards the... That's near the end of when Buffy got really good, was good.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of seasons of Buffy where you're like, how much is going
on? Yeah, no, I watched the section when she was fucking Spike. And then Angel's all, like, brooding and sad. And,
oh my god, so I don't get it though, because if you didn't follow Buffy all the way through,
right,
which I mean it takes some dedication.
Tangent.
It does.
Yeah.
How did you fall into Angel? Because I think Angel was a little campier than Buffy was.
So the honest truth on how I fell into Angel, literally I got sick and I had the flu. And so I was watching TBS, because okay. I like to watch bad TV when I feel bad.
Right.
And they were having a marathon where they were starting Angel from the beginning.
Right.
And so I was sick with
Angel
the flu.
And Buffy loop in. They
do. They loop a couple of times, and there's a crossover, and Sarah Michelle Gellar was on a couple of episodes of Angel. And then Spike shows up and all that kind of stuff. So I ended up watching Angel, these two-day marathons on TBS while I was sick with the flu, and I thought it was funny. So when they continued to air episodes, I just, you know, watched it. And so, like, literally, like, dude, to this day, my favorite episode out of all of them, I'm going to lie, it's like the last three episodes, and I rewatch them on Netflix sometimes, because the last one made me have a sad.
Just a sad.
Yeah, I had a sad. I'll tell you about it offline.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm excited.
To this day, I still don't know how Angel got with Cordelia.
Dude, there's like so many things. Like, did you watch Angel?
I watched some of it because I was like, oh my god, Buffy! Oh my god, Angel!
So how far did you watch? Did you watch till they got to the point with his kid?
I think it was right when there was a baby.
Because the bitch, the awesome black chick from Serenity, is in an episode because she ends up being Cordelia and Connor's baby. Because she's like a goddess or whatever, and like tries to destroy the world and has to be killed.
Imaginary stop sign in my hand.
Yeah, you should totally watch it. Like, towards the, like, the last season, like, they were just like, Joss Whedon was like, fuck it! Let's make this fun!
He's like, let's make this fun, and then several years later, and then several years later, he wrote Glee!
Yeah, it was like, how about, how right, I'm just, I want you to bear with me. I want to have Angel's son sleep with Cordelia. Okay? Now, hold on, okay? Because I then want Cordelia to get pregnant. Now, I know this sounds stupid. Okay, no, but bear with me, okay? She's going to give birth to a fucking god that wants to destroy everything. And it's going to be
Neil Patrick Harris.
What's her face from Serenity?
Oh. The other chick from Serenity.
The black chick. The god that Cordelia gives birth to.
Wants to destroy everything.
Uh-huh. And dies when giving birth. Is the black chick from Serenity, and she's a god, and she wants to destroy everything, and, like, you know, Connor's like, don't kill my child! I'm like, don't, it's not your child anymore! And she's like, you're so sweet, I love you, and now I'm gonna destroy everything! And then Angel has to, like, kill her or whatever, and then they wipe his memory or some shit. And then Fred gets possessed by this, you know...
Yeah, you lost me.
Ancient, like, Sumerian god who turns go back blue. To Buffy. And she looks like Mystique, but she's a bitch. I fucking loved it! Yeah, I'll tell you about it later. So...
What a horrible tangent.
Ready? Bethesda, can't wait. Activision, I want to know what's up. Definitely Konami.
How you doing, Atlas? What's up, Atlas?
Square Enix is always on deck because, you know, you got to keep an eye out because sometimes they're sneaky. They sneak something in under the radar and then you're like, hey, where'd that come from? What's
up? It's like, we weren't talking about this, but since you're here, check it out.
BioWare, obviously. Telltale Games on the list. Ubisoft has my heart.
Deep Silver, I'm going to get deep in your
Ubisoft
silver.
Has my money already. I don't think I can pre-order Revelations yet, but the moment I can, I will. Because that's a done deal.
I still deliver to her house.
Obviously Gears, and then if they do hint around Fable 4, we'll definitely loop you guys in on that. Dance Central 2, definitely. But seriously... Seriously, there needs to be something about Last Guardian because there hasn't been anything about Last Guardian. And seeing as how Kojima already said they're not talking shit about Metal Gear, somebody has to say something about Last Guardian.
It'd be funny if he's like, no one's going to say anything about Metal Gear except that it's awesome. And then they'll show a clip. But they won't say anything about
right,
it.
Right, and then they'll show the fox, and then everybody will be like,
exactly. That's what they'll do. That's what they'll do.
Don't do that. I want realness.
They're going to do it.
So we want to know, what are you interested in for E3? Interact with us, because we're going to be on Twitter. We'll be checking in on the Facebook group. You know, all things lining up the way that I think they will.
Who knows?
We'll
have we video. Might be on Ustream while we're, you know, finishing up seeing stuff, and we want to tell you right then and there what we saw and how we feel about it.
Absolutely. So we'll put the word out on Twitter when those things are happening.
You might see me eat a hot dog.
I mean, if that's what we got to do, I mean, we'll.
I mean,
do that.
I like hot dogs. See, I'm already practicing for the camera.
Anyway, hit us up. Let us know. Interact. This show is your show as much as it's our show.
This show your show. This show is my show.
No, this is my show.
We do it weekly.
Well, almost weekly.
Well, almost weekly.
So with that, I gotta let you know, we'll have the stuff up on our website. You can't miss it. It's all gonna be tagged with E3, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co, that is ESH.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. Check out the articles that are written. Any questions or comments, go to mailbag@landinvest.com. We are available on iTunes. Subscribe and leave a comment/review.
That's right. Go to the iTunes music store if you want to be able to subscribe to our podcast. Trust me, you do. Simply search for Electric Sisterhood and hit that little button that says subscribe, and you will get our episodes the moment we put them out upon the interwebs. They will be for your enjoyment. They're ribbed with laughter for your pleasure.
Oh.
Well, they are.
I was going to say that, but okay.
You can also get them in the Zune Marketplace doing the same thing, searching for Electric Sisterhood. And if you don't want to do the subscription thing, which I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that.
Awesome. Not winning if you're not subscribed. you're not winning. You gotta, to win, you have to be subscribed to us.
But if you don't want to subscribe to the podcast,
then you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. You should look out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right. We're not the only thing in the land of Esh. It does grow by leaps and bounds.
It grows if you touch it.
So while all our new episodes typically go out on Monday mornings, you can follow that up with an episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast hosted by King Baby Duck on Tuesday, and an episode of Geek Aggro's podcast hosted by Deuces Wild on Wednesday. And then to continue feeding your nerd needs for the rest of the week, there's all the stuff that we write on our website made by the entire crew, our magazine, which you can find at landofesh.com, and I highly recommend that you buy it, not just because we put a lot of work into it, but because it's awesome, and you're awesome, and it just adds to your awesome when you
you're
buy
awesome,
it.
And I'm awesome, and we're awesome, and hey!
Yeah, you heard her, what she said. Then you can follow us on Twitter if you want to find the entire group. The easiest way to do so is to go to twitter.com/NinjaSista and check out the Land of Esh list. It has everyone who contributes to the Land of Esh, the magazine, the website, the podcast, the shows, everybody who's anybody in our crew. And I highly recommend that you follow them all because we feed all kinds of needs. Design needs. Drama.
Panda needs. Not really.
Not really. No. That's one need that we don't really address.
I wish we did. So I keep putting that in the suggestion box.
I know, but I keep throwing it out.
That's not fair.
Well, here's the thing. You can't.
I have needs. I have fucking needs.
I know that pandas have needs.
I know. But we're very lazy. We don't often suggest them. So I'm already going out of my way. But be more proactive.
But the suggestion box is for suggestions on how to make the Land of Esh better.
By making Panda better.
That's a personal project. That is not a team project.
Oh, it could be.
Wow. Okay. So like I said, facebook.com/landofesh. We'll have stuff there to interact with us. Yeah. So.
What?
With. That shit you're digging this week, Panda.
Real fucking food.
Oh, that's nice. Me, I'm digging Wi-Fi on a plane.
On top of that, I mean, I know.
Wait, no, we won. We get into this every week.
No.
This is supposed to be one shit you dig. I know, and then we gotta go.
This isn't shit I dig, but I just want to. Broach for a minute here. Oh, tornadoes and how I do not dig them, and that they attacked Massachusetts and they attacked Missouri, and it's mean and they should stop.
Yes, we do feel really badly for everyone who's been affected by horrible and really
vicious tornadoes.
I was going to say vicious. I was going to say uncommon, but definitely.
They're vicious. They just came out of nowhere, which is mysterious.
But especially most recently in the Massachusetts area where we're based out of, we do want to send all of our warmest wishes and condolences to the people of Springfield, Massachusetts. And if you are able to support, please visit the American Red Cross website. Donate if you can, both to those victims in Springfield, as well as the people in Missouri and other areas that have been affected by really radical weather. With that, you know, all I have to say is the gaming community is amazing. We're looking forward to the show. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out of here.